They say, if a sparrow taps at your window during the night, it's a sure sign death is near. But this particular tapping wasn't meant to be a foreshadowing of Evangeline Clement's demise, at least not on this night. It was just a messenger, delivering a request from one of the bayou neighbors. Out on the windowsill, the sparrow shifted from one foot to the other, a tiny folded scrap of paper clutched in its beak. It cast an anxious glance over its shoulder, then rapped at the shack's glass pane again. Evangeline sighed. I'm coming, keep your feathers on. Someone must have been knee-deep in desperation in order to send one of the little birds instead of a customary red cardinal. Evangeline rose from the battered wooden table, leaving her journal open and her lessons interrupted. Beneath the light of a kerosene lamp, boxes of rodent bones and jars of black nuggets lined the tabletop. If Gran had her way, she muttered, I'd spend all my nights classifying critter carcasses and scat instead of driving out haunts. The old cypress floorboards creaked as Evangeline strode toward the door, though the sound didn't wake Gran. She sat there in the front room alongside Evangeline, dozing in her rocking chair like she did every evening, her scarred hands folded neatly on her lap, one eye open, and snoring mightily enough to rattle the tin roof. For a brief moment, Evangeline considered alerting her mentor to the sparrow's presence, but why disturb her night nap? After all, ghost and monster hunting flowed through her veins as surely as it flowed through Gran's, their blood running strong with the haunt huntress powers they'd inherited from their ancestors. She was more than capable of taking care of whatever job request the messenger had delivered. Evangeline peeked out the front window at the mantle of fog crawling in from the bayou and the dark clouds draping the moon. Behind the sparrow, a pair of green eyes rose from the gathering mist. Before she could even cry out, a set of fangs snapped down on the bird's tail, snatched it from the ledge, and dragged it down beneath the shroud of mist. No, no, no! Evangeline leaped for the door and yanked it open. She barged across the porch and down the front steps, plunging headlong into the muggy night, ringing with the racket of frog croaks and bug chirps. The lamplight emanating from inside the house did little to penetrate the murk. She clenched her teeth as well as her fists. Let it go, Fader, you scab-crusted spawn of Satan! Drop it, or I'll get Gran. So help me, I will. Fader shot out of the fog, his tail whipping against the leg of her jeans as he raced past her and up the front steps. Swearing under her breath, Evangeline tore after him. She stormed into the house, slamming the door behind her. None of the commotion roused Gran, though during times of genuine distress, she was known to wake at the drop of a whisker. With a sparrow clamped in his grinning mouth, Fader hopped onto the table and crouched in the pool of kerosene light, his tail thumping against the wood surface. Don't you dare kill that messenger! Evangeline narrowed her eyes at the four-eared, scruffy gray tomcat. Fader narrowed his green eyes in return and rumbled a throaty growl. He bent back one set of ears, the second pair still jutting out the top of his head, and looking for all the world like a set of small, furry devil horns. Fader, Evangeline warned. The cat let his mouth drop open, and the bird plopped to the table, its tiny feet crooked and pointing upward. Stupid cat. Fader lifted one of his own large paws and licked it, indifferent to Evangeline's death glare. She scooped up the sparrow and examined it for puncture wounds. Finding none, she rubbed it against the sleeve of her camouflage t-shirt, wiping off cat spit and roughing the little creature back to consciousness. If it were up to me, Fader, you moldy mange magnet, you'd have been gator bait years ago. The cat yawned, unmoved, as though he knew his position as Gran's familiar would protect him from Evangeline's wrath. No one could argue he hadn't earned his keep with his daily gifts of mice, lizards, and other assorted small carcasses. Waste not, want not, Gran always observed.